Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Hey. We are up to Sif Zayin. We are on the last line of page 540. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Mishif Ligas Vinosu Bayom, one whose ship set sail at sea, Mahalech Eskulo, he can walk around the entire Svino, Hoel Vishovas Ba'avir Mechitzos, since he started off Shabbos in the airspace of the walls. And if the walls of the boat became lower on Shabbos, so imhi mahalechas mahalechas kula, if the boat is going while it is traveling, he can walk freely throughout the svina. Vimhi omedes, but if it's standing still, eino mahalech ba'ela arba amos, he can only walk in it 4 amos. We'll explain what the chiluk is. Why, if the boat's moving, we're more lenient than if the boat is stationary. The Rama says, v'im be'emtzo yesh lo mechitzas asara, if in the middle of the svina there are walls that are 10 tfachim high, ubirosho ein lo, but at the ends it's not 10 tfachim high. As linan baser emtsoi, we go after the walls in the middle. Vafilu ein lo klal rak yeshbo lachok asara. And even if the walls in the middle are also not 10 tfachim high, there's just an area that you can hollow out down below and you could theoretically make it into 10 tfachim. That's also going to be okay. Damrinan chokikin lahashlim. We say we view it as if it's hollowed out, as if it's carved out to be mashlim to 10 tfachim. So let's see the Mishnah Brura to get clarity on what's going on in this sif. The Mishnah Brura begins as the Katan Chavav, Mishef Liga, Mari Shabbat Be'er Shabbos Samuch L'Chashecha L'Nomil. We're talking about a person who came on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, he came to the port, Mokom Shasvino Gosheshes L'Mata Me'asar Tfachim, a place where the boat was sitting, it was less than 10 Tfachim from the ground. His plan was not to be on the ship for Shabbos. His plan was to be on before Shabbos and then to get off and to join the people in the city. So it turns out that he was really Kona Shvisa on the dry land. But all of a sudden a wind comes and it pulls the Svina away to outside the Tchum. And it takes the ship to a place where, again, the water is going to be less than 10 tfachim, and the ship is within 10 tfachim of the ground. And based on what we learned in Siman Tav Dalet, it's going to be forbidden for this person to get off the boat. All he has is 4 amos. Even so, basvina gufa mahalechas kula. In terms of the boat itself, he's allowed to walk throughout the whole area. The ka'arba amos damya. The entire boat is like his dalet amos, hol umukefes mechitzos, since it is surrounded by walls. So the case is the person started off Shabbos on the boat that was within 10 tefachim from the ground. He really wanted to be in the city. A wind all of a sudden comes and it sets sail. So although he went outside his tchum and he's limited to 4 amos and he can't leave the boat, but while he's on the boat, the whole boat is considered zar amos. He can walk freely throughout. Even if the boat is stationary, he can walk freely throughout this svina. Sivkatan Chavches, the Lashon HaMechaber was, Hoel Veshavas Ba'avir Mechitzos. Since he started off Shabbos in the airspace of the Mechitzos, so Mishabu is going to point out that that's not necessarily so, that he had to be Shavas in the Avir of the Mechitzos. HaLashon Megumgum, V'lav Dafku, this Lashon is a little Megumgum, it's not exacting. The Lefi HaMavur La'elvis Sivav, based on what we learned in last year in Sivav, in Mifliga Svinaso Shalomi Daito, if the boat says, at sail without his das, veviato letoch ira mukefes mechitzo shaloshavasba, and it took him into a city that was surrounded by walls that he was not starting off Shabbos in. Ocean sanuhu akum letoch svina acheres, or the goyim came and moved him from svina number 1 to svina number 2. Nami mahalechas kula, he still can walk freely throughout this boat. Kevan sheyetziaso baones haisa, since his going out from his tchum was baones. El ikir hakavon. The Iker Kavanah, the Mechaber over here is, Ho'il v'hu ba'avir mechitzos, is because right now he's in the airspace of the mechitzos, la'afuke g'shenifchas, as opposed to the case the Mechaber discusses afterwards, where the walls went down, and now they're less than 10 tfachim, ukin mesayim. So Zakta Meshavura, the Mechaber's lav dafka when he says, that the reason he can walk freely throughout the Svina is Hoel Vishavas Ba'Avir Mechitzos, because we have many cases where he did not start off Shabbos in the Avir Mechitzos, but he was forced there through a certain kind of Ones. He's also able to walk throughout the boat since there are walls. It just means to say, since there are walls on the boat right now, we can walk freely throughout the boat. But Lav Dafka, that he was even on this boat when Shabbos started. But then the Mechaber said, if the walls got lower, they were nifchasu, and they're less than 10 tfachim, so then we said it depends. If the boat is moving, he can walk throughout. If the boat is stationary, then he's limited to 4 amos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, said katan chav tes, im nifchasu, if the walls got lower, v'lo nisharu gavoa asar tfachim, and they didn't remain with a height of 10 tfachim, the batel shame mechitzos ayideze, and through their getting lowered, they have lost their shame mechitzos. The same thing would be true if it lost its shame mechitza, not because the walls went lower, but rather because the wall was broken down. It was nifrats in one place more than 10 amos, widthwise. Or in general, there were more openings than closings. In all these scenarios, the boat has lost its shame. So the example the Mechaber gives is that the walls got lowered, but the same thing is true if the wall was broken down in certain ways that would make it lose its shame. So then the din is, while the boat is traveling, the person can walk freely throughout the boat. Sivkatan lamed mahalechas. Dibin mahalechas lo shayach lomer diyotze me'arba amos shalob halichaso. If the boat is traveling, it's not shayach to say about the person that's walking on the boat that he's going outside of his 4 amos. Dibin chol shah omed ba'arba amos achirim. Because at all times he's standing in a different 4 amos. The svina no talto tomin me'arba amos of la'arba amos achirim. The boat is moving him at all times as it's traveling from one place of 4 amos to another place of 4 amos. And therefore, if he walks, it's never shy to say that he's leaving his 4 amos. His 4 amos is constantly changing. And therefore, while the boat is moving, he is allowed to walk freely throughout the boat. When the boat is omedes, it's stationary, chutz la'tchum, outside of his tchum, b'mokom shu nomoch lomata me'asar tfachim, and the boat is less than 10 tfachim from the ground, because if it would be above 10 tfachim, halo naktina, and there we hold the ainbo iser tchumen, that there's no iser tchumen, umutter lahalech kamashi yurtz, and he can walk as much as he wants, afilu below mechitzos klali, and if there are no walls, since he's above 10, he can go wherever he wants. So we're trying to say he's limited when the boat is stationary. It has to be that it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. The ayin b'simen reish mem ches beiz v'mashag asavnu manikra l'mata me'asara. Look in reish mem ches where we discuss exactly what's considered l'mata me'asara. Is it the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the ground underneath the water? That has to be less than 10 tefachim. Or the person himself who's higher than the bottom of the boat, he has to be within 10 tefachim. That's a machlokas in a discussion that we had earlier in Reish Mem Ches. But the bottom line over here is, if the boat is stationary, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, he's outside his tchum, so he's limited to 4 amos. The walls are not considered Rosh Hashayachid, they're less than 10 tefachim, so he has no mokum to be lenient to walk more than 4 amos, and then he's limited to 4 amos. While the boat is moving, so then again, his 4 amos keeps moving, so he can do whatever he wants, he can walk around the whole boat. But while the boat is stationary, less than 10 tefachim from the ground, so then he's set in his place and he has to be limited to the 4 amos from the place where he is standing. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain the case of the Ramah, where it's not so simple that there are 4 walls around him that are 10 tefachim high. If in the middle there are walls that are 10, but Berosho ain't kan, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Kigon Shehi Amuka Bem Tzeisa. The case is where the boat is a little deeper in the middle. And then it goes up towards the sides, like a classic canoe or a rowboat that they go up towards the ends. Kederach svinos katanos, like all small boats. Afilu hachi havi kula rishis hayochid. It's still going to get a din of the whole boat as a rishis hayochid. Demasha berosha yeshalea din chori rishis hayochid. That which is at the head of the boat would get a din of the holes of rishis hayochid. The kir rishis hayochid, which has a din of rishis hayochid, could lel besimin shin bem hei. So we're talking about over here, it can't just be that there are 2 walls on the 2 sides, because that wouldn't make it a Rishis HaYachid. It has to be a Din Rishis HaYachid to give the edges a Din of Chor Rishis HaYachid. So we have to say that although there's 2 walls that are 10 tefachim high, On the other ends, we also have 10 tefachim, but it's a slower incline. It's like a tela mislaki to make a 10 tefachim. And the person wants to sit in the middle of that incline. Let's say there's a seat over there. He wants to go within that incline from where he is going to be less than 10 tefachim to the height of the boat. So even that's going to be mutter to go to, because that would be considered the chori rishis ayachid. But it has to be that there's other walls, not just two walls, because two walls would never make it a rishis ayachid. Sivkotin lamid gimel. The Ramah then said, v'afilu ein lo klal. Zaktim v'shigura shigam be'emtzaiso ein amok asara. Even if nowhere on the boat are there walls on the inside that are 10 tefachim high, it's not deep enough to have 10 tefachim high, even that's going to be okay, because there is yeshbo lacho kasara. Sivkotin lamid dalin. Tahainu ove hanasarim shebekarkeisa. In the thickness of the boards on the floor of the boat, yesh b'hem lacho kedei shir, there's enough in them that we can hollow out an amount, lehitzdarif im ha-mechitzos, to join together with the walls of the boat, lahashlim legova asara, to make it a height of 10. So on the actual walls from the inside, it's not 10. From the outside, it is 10. But on the floor, there's enough that you can just carve down and you can make the wall on the inside to become 10. So then we say it's going to be okay. Da'amrinan chokikin lahashlim. The Ramah said, that would say we, in that case, we say chokim lahashlim. Says the Mishavur, Sekot Lamed Hei, Va'afta kaimilon ein chokikin lahashlim. Even though we paskin that really we don't view it as if it's hollowed out, shani hocha, here it's different. To bichlal mada amrinan, because it's like that which we say, Gidut Chamisha, Hainu Tel Gavoa Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha, Mitzarfen Lashir Asar Tvachim. We learned in Shinayin Beis that if you have a mound that's 5 Tvachim, and then you build a wall that's 5 Tvachim, so we join the 5 and the 5, the 5 Tvachim of the mound plus the 5 Tvachim of the wall, that's viewed as 10 Tvachim. So here it's the same idea. We view it from the outside. We have the outside of the boat that is 10 Tvachim, so even though on the inside we don't normally say that you carve down, that you hollow out the inside to make it deeper, but in this case we view it as a case of gidur chamisha umechitza chamisha, since the gidur over here would be the outside of the boat. There really is boards that, let's say, are 5 tefachim, and then there's a wall that's 5 tefachim. We'll join them together and consider it in this case lenient, as if it is 10 tefachim. Says the mechaber vayta sivches yotzo ladas, a person who went outside his tchum with das. V'achziru ovdei kolchavim, and then the goyim brought him back in. Ein lo ela arba amos. Since he went out ladas, even though he was returned to his city, he only asked for amos. Umiyah, however, im achziruhu leiro, if they brought him back in, not to his tchum, but they brought him back into his city, hamukefes mechitzas ladiro, and zakta ramah, and this city was surrounded with walls for dira purposes, then kula ka arba amos, then we would view his entire city as his arba amos, v'afibu yotze ladas v'chazer ladas. Even if he went out with us and he came back with us, since he's back in his original city, the whole city would be considered his dal amos. The case of the mechaber in the beginning was he went out ladas and the goyim brought him back into his tchum, so then he has only arba amos. But if he's brought back into a city, or he goes back into a city, then he has the entire city. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Laminvav, Ziru L'Tchumo. Again, like we pointed out, the goyim in this case brought him back just to his tchum, not to a city. So then, since he went out ladas, he's limited only to arba amos of Katan Lamizayim. The Ba'inan Shia Hayitzia Ve'achazara Ba'ones. We need his going out and his coming back in to be Ba'ones. The Kanal B'Sifhei, like we saw in the last year in Sifhei, it can't be that he went out badas and he was brought back in Ba'ones. That wouldn't cut it, so he's limited only to Dalat Amos. However, that's only if he was only brought back to his tchum. But Sivkotin Lamed Ches, if he was brought back li'iro, sheshavas bami bodyom, the city that he started in from the beginning of Shabbos, so then he'd be able to walk freely throughout the whole city. Aval imho li'chu li'ir acheres, but if the goyim would bring him to a different city, also there, ein lo ela arba amos, he would only get 4 amos, kevan sheyotso mitchum lodas. So since he went outside his tchum ladas, if the goyim brought him back into his tchum, dal ramos. They brought him back to another city, dal ramos. Only if they brought him back to his original city, so then he's going to get the dal ramos as the entire city and walk throughout the entire city. Kemosha kasa b'sivav, like we saw in Sivav. Sivkotin lamites. It has to be that when they bring him back to his city, it's a city that's mukefes mechitzos. I am beber alocha mashikosadnu b'zeh. Look in the beber alocha what we wrote about this. Sekotan mem ledira. It has to be that it was mukefes mechitzas ledira. V'hu adin im mavo osel mesukonim b'tzuras apasla v'kanal. Like we saw in the last year as well, the same din would be if it didn't have walls up that were hukaf ledira, but rather it had the mavuis that were fixed up with the tzuras apasach and that would also be okay. Sivkotan mem alav kula ka'arbamos. Then if he goes back to his city, the whole city is considered like his da'aramos. Kevan sheshavas ba mibod yom, since that's where he started off Shabbos, in that city. So though we have this leniency when he's brought back in, or he goes back in Ladas into his original city, that the whole city is viewed as his Dal Rambos, but he does not get any area outside of the city. Mikomakom says in Beshabura, Osir lo lotzeis chutzal lo afilu amachas. He can't walk outside the city even when Amo. Kevan de alko ponem yotza midas. Since Lamaisa, he did leave with Das. Hifzit chumo, he lost his chum. It's true he benefits if he goes back to that city. Since he started off in that city and now he's in that city, he's able to walk throughout the city as his Dal Rambos, but since he went out with Das, he loses out on the chum beyond the city, and that's where we will stop. We'll continue from here, Mr. Shem, with Sif Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.